Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
This hour is brought to you by NJ Diet. Lose 20 to 40 plus pounds in only 40 days. Contractually guaranteed with njdiet.com.
The Bernstein and Holmes Show.
It's going to be hard to make this team now. It's going to be really hard to make this team.
A little spicy there.
Yeah, I wrote that down. It's going to be hard to make this team now. That's a statement that should get Bears fans excited.
Well, you know what that also tells me? If your team's hard to make, you should be in the playoffs.
100%.
Playoffs? Don't talk about playoffs. You kidding me? Playoffs? I just hope we can win a game.
That's a confident statement. Back it up.
Yes, it is.
It's a
very confident statement.
The job's not done. I've talked about it before on paper. It's on paper. Like, you got to play and you got to win games in this league. That's what it comes down to. But we have taken the time just to, for a second, not long. We're proud of where we've come from.
If you're already reflecting on the rebuilding process being over, that means that okay for fans to push and say, all right, then it's competition window time now, right?
There's a lot of back padding going on right now. There's a lot of mission accomplished back padding going on here.
Get your bomber jacket and a thing.
Yeah. Stand there on the deck of the carrier.
Job's not finished. Job finished? I don't think so.
Okay.
Bernstein and Holmes, middays 10 a.m. till 2 on Chicago Sports Radio, 670 The Score.
We're broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studios, brought to you by your local Hyundai dealers. Happy Wednesday. Leila Rahimi is here on the Bernstein and Holmes Show. As we are busy with a lot of Bears stuff going on, we had Ryan Poles talking yesterday. Caleb Williams is talking today.
Hello.
The Bears are talking today to roll out their boondoggle to try to smile at you and
roll out.
Put their hands in your pockets and take your money again. They want to take your money. Take our money again. Mike Florio at 11, high noon, 11:40. Who's your guy at noon? Mark Grody at 1. We'll have the latest from this Bears circus press conference.
Get out my business, my business.
Dog and pony show
about my business
that
is being foisted upon us. 312-644-6767. Ray Diaz, Adam Studzinski, Tyler Farengold.
Because it's roll mine, out. Oh mine.
Roll out.
Connor O'Donnell, Kevin Lapka doing all of their things. But this is a short answer is hell no. Hell no to no. This is the number, your top line number that's only going to double. Like, this is the number you're giving us? You're starting at this number and asking for it? No. You want a stadium? Build it.
Has anybody in the history of publicly built stadiums ever said, well, guys, we went under budget.
Dude, we owe $600 million the last time they did this.
They actually still owe, yeah, we still owe $600 million.
We still owe $600 million.
We paid like nothing.
They screwed it up last time and they're doing it again. Oh, yeah, we're not real good at husbanding public money. We're terrible at it, actually. So give us more. Give us five times as much as you did before. You're terrible at it. No.
Also, the Lakefront Protection Act still exists, correct?
Yes.
Oh. And by lakefront protection, they mean protecting the lakefront.
Correct.
Interesting.
From encroachment. Huh. Encroachment! Number 70, five-yard penalty.
What don't they call that anymore?
Encroachment?
I haven't.
They
I
don't call
the
encroachment.
NZI.
They just lining up offsides.
Neutral zone infraction.
No, yeah, I thought encroachment is when you actually touch the opposing player. You break the neutral zone and touch the opposing player.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe.
First down.
They always just say offsides.
Red cashin in you. I like it.
First down.
First down.
I always liked red.
Yeah, but then they drummed all the personality out of the league.
He's giving them the business down there.
That's Ben Dreith. They want robots. That's what they want.
But not full time, because then they'd be held accountable for their full time jobs.
And by the way, if I have trouble speaking today, it's Studs' fault, because as he mentioned yesterday, that there was an excess of Good and Plenty. They had he found boxes of Good and Plenty that happened to be around, and he brought them to me, and I have no impulse control, so I've already opened this box, and sometimes you get an excess of like saliva and everything because of the licorice, and sometimes
great,
just
what people were hoping to.
I know, it's my fault.
Imagine while listening to this show today.
It's my fault. I have no impulse control.
I was just laughing because you forgot the origin of them.
No, because he said on the air that they came into some Good and Plenty. Sometimes these things just find their way into your life, and most people hate it. So I don't.
I also question people about Swedish fish. Like, there's just, it's the wax to sugar ratio is high.
How do you feel about Peeps? Because there's a whole
strangely am not passionate either way.
Interesting.
But I also like candy corn, so I don't know. Maybe I'm the wrong individual
here. Do you have to have the candy corn with peanuts?
No, I don't do the whole combo of things.
Do you like combos?
Yes, but I haven't had them in a long time.
Now we're getting somewhere.
I mean, combinations of food are fine to me. But, yeah. Okay, here's the question that I think needs to be asked today.
Which is your favorite combo?
Yes. If the tax rate in Arlington Heights were favorable for the $200 million property that you purchased and destroyed the structure that was existing on it, would this discussion be happening today?
I don't think so.
Interesting.
I think that there would already be shovels in the ground for the new Bears land in Arlington Heights, if that were the case.
Now, I understand that having an existing structure, aka improvements to your land, is going to affect your tax rate.
And Arlington had to come down. Like, no matter what, that thing had to go.
Are you sure? Because I can introduce you to a city of 4 million people down south where they never tore down their other stadium and just built the stadium next to it.
Yeah.
There's always that option.
There is that option, but Arlington had to go. But you're right.
Who you are. $200 million is not a bluff.
$200 million for that family is not like just pocket change.
This is not the Saudi investment fund yet. That is not a rounding error.
Not yet.
I said yet. But the point is, that's the only entity I can think of where $200 million is something you do as a...
Right. When you're sitting on $3 trillion of oil, $200 million feels like nothing.
Maybe Amazon. Maybe Amazon buying Whole Foods or something. But even then, they intended to run it. So I don't really know what the equivalent of that would be for the Bears, but they're not a real estate investment trust is the point.
I just hope that Friends of the Parks is warming up their paper slapping shoulders here, making sure the process servers all the way around are ready to serve left and right.
I mean, the Bears aren't dumb. I'm not saying that at all. They might have already acknowledged Friends of the Parks. Maybe there's a discussion point there that we might
hear later on today.
I wouldn't be surprised if that were the case.
But I still think that there's, and Dan and I were talking about this a little bit yesterday, the amount of hurdles that you have to jump over to build this thing in the city seems like it's a waste of time and energy compared to just writing a check and starting to build the thing that you want to build
and
in Arlington
it.
Heights.
Time
and,
is money.
And you own it. You're not a tenant anymore. Well,
okay, but here's a couple pieces of this to me, and this is why maybe I don't bristle at the Kevin Warren articles. It's because he's doing everything he can to fix a mistake that was made. You know?
I agree.
And he's like, hey, if I'm going to ask for your money, this is who I am. Like, I understand that concept. If you look at it through the lens of start with in the algebra problem, he's having to fix a $200 million mistake. I'm going to do everything I can. I get that piece of it.
I think that there are two things at play here, and your position on this and Dan's position on this when it comes to Kevin Warren, to me, are both at play. Yes, I think that Kevin Warren likes being the center of attention. He likes the spotlight, and he likes to be the guy that everyone thinks is stirring the drink. He is also stirring the drink because when he got there, Ted Phillips had made a bad deal for the Bears, and he's trying to politic his way out of that bad deal.
Order of operations was flawed.
Correct.
And there's only so much wiggle room you have. And I understand that a lot of this is exactly that.
Well, I know this, regardless of how they're trying to do it, it's not my job to pay for your mistake.
There it is. If you're asking for public money, then we will always ask questions, period.
They're not leaving. They're not leaving. They're not going to pick up and move to another city. The Chicago Bears aren't going anywhere. Like, they won't even, like, Reinsdorf will make, well, my son might move it, or the next owners might move it, somebody might move it. You know how this playbook works. Well, they might go somewhere. Like, at least they've played the stupid card that nobody believes. The Bears know they can't even play it. You've got nowhere, so call them on it.
At the end of the day, most NFL teams play in the suburbs. And they still go by the name of the metropolitan area which they represent.
That's
sometimes
true.
They pick up a whole state if you're the Cardinals.
That's true. I've always been okay with them going out there.
Or the Titans. The Titans have also claimed a state.
Which is one of the things that I think that it's weird because I think that the previous mayor and this mayor might have wrong is that there's going to be some sort of reflexive, the Bears can't leave Chicago. I feel like Kevin Warren is preying on that. And I mean at pray, not pray.
Thank you.
He's preying on the fact that, well, you know, people don't want to let the Bears leave Chicago. Layla's right. Most of these teams are not in their city. They're someplace else, and they still have the name. If, to me, the hardest thing to wrap my head around before I start thinking about the people of the city of Chicago, the county of Cook, and the state of Illinois is if I'm looking at this from a strictly business point of view for the Bears, why would you give away something that you've been fighting for at least since I started covering the team in 2003, and Dan, you go back a whole nother decade from that, you've been fighting to have your own place. You've been fighting to not have to deal with the city.
The Park District.
Yes, you've been fighting to have control of your building, to pick who gets to come in there, to pick the turf, all of those things. Why now would you acquiesce and say, no, we don't want to own this business and take all of the profit?
The only guess
there's,
I have...
There's questions there. There's the liquidity aspect.
The only guess I have is, can Ginny not get enough of a construction loan to build what they want to build?
I don't think that's it. I didn't mean to interrupt you. Go ahead, because I think your question is valid.
I just think that's the only thing wondering. Maybe they looked it over and said, boy, we'd love to build our palace. We'd love to build Bears Land, but no one's going to back us. No one's going to front us the money. That can't be true.
I think it came down to our friendly neighbors, the White Sox, because suddenly the discussion about
the hotel tax money,
correct, was in play again. And then what did we see other teams do? Follow suit. We've heard the Red Stars discuss why they deserve some of that. We've heard other places discuss why they deserve
some of that. Heard the Cubs make the argument and be rejected.
Right. We've heard teams discuss it. And then what happened after that? The legislature said, you guys had better come up with a plan on how to divvy this public money. And what came out before the press release, or maybe it was at the same time, it was the article in Cranes talking about whether or not there was going to be public money to fund a new White Sox ballpark. I think this has more to do with the concept for the teams that there is public money that's possibly available, and now they're competing with each other on how to get it.
And meanwhile, there's the citizen of Chicago, the citizen of the County Cook, the citizen of the state of Illinois. It's like, again?
The optics.
What, again? You're reaching into my pocket again?
The optics
I'm
past and the climate
again and directly
is,
to no.
is really unfavorable for this. But I understand that because they can, they will try. I understand that that's part of this.
100%. You guys want to talk about some of the on-the-field stuff with the Bears?
Sure.
Because I want to, something that we played in the open, I want to kind of go back to a little bit.
I think for people to understand that this is a four-hour show where there's a lot of news that's going to break today, and I think we're going to spend a lot of time discussing this after that 12 o'clock press conference. Mark Grody's on at one for a reason.
Yeah, we're going to talk with him and get his thoughts. We'll have sound if we can muster it, all of that stuff. But there was something yesterday that they said that I think should be a good thing for Bears fans and that we should talk about as a group when it comes to an end of something and a beginning of something else. We'll do that next. It's Bernstein, Holmes, Rahimi, 10 to 2 here on The Score.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
You're listening to Bernstein and Holmes, middays 10 to 2 on Sports Radio 670 The Score. In Odyssey Station.
How would you describe kind of the energy in the building right now?
It's exciting, right? I mean, I think, again, we all, you know, the guys who were here understand how we ended last year, and you know, no one wants to be home in January during that time, and we understand that we gotta first get to know each other, you know, especially the new guys that are added in, and then from there we gotta start hitting the ground running and start fast this year.
TJ Edwards, one of the winners of the Brian Piccolo Award.
Yes, Darnell Wright was the other one, because you take a veteran and you take a rookie. And if they're exemplifying what Brian Piccolo stood for, then they get an award. And it's very nice. Because
service to the community.
Yeah, because he was the veteran and Gale Sayers was the rookie.
Mm-hmm.
I
have
do
you,
feel
have you ever seen Brian's song?
So I have not because everybody says you're going to cry.
It's going to mess you up. Like, the first one. Don't watch the second one.
There's a second one?
There was a remake.
Oh, no.
It's a bad choice.
It. James Caan all the way.
You should watch the first one because it has Doug and OB in it.
Actual Doug and OB.
Yeah, like OB, fabulous. Like playing them. They're playing themselves. OB got a line, right?
I think so. Something like, are they at the cafeteria?
Yeah.
Doug, get a tray so you can get your lunch. It's something like that. Yeah.
Yeah. Shout out to OB.
Oh, he's such a treasure.
He really is.
Yeah, that's something that I was warned about as a young sports fan, as a teenager growing up in Texas.
But is that movie?
Don't watch Brian's Song, you will cry a lot.
You will cry. And I think it's only like 75 minutes long.
I love that. It was made for TV, right?
That is correct.
Yeah. You know, back when those were the great times, like with the Thornbirds and Roots and all the great miniseries.
And now they're remaking Shogun. Roots was a point. Roots we... You everybody
Roots
watched.
Was the actual great one.
That was the monoculture. Everyone watched. The whole world watched Roots.
And then there were some questions.
Shogun.
Oh, really?
About Alex Haley's.
Interesting.
Was that actually your bloodline? Or
that's why.
Were you making up tales?
That's the difficult part. When you learn about history in the 70s in books, like that's tricky.
It is. It's tricky to rock around. Anyway. Let's get back to the on-the-field stuff. And Studs did a great job of bringing it back up because our initial reaction to it yesterday was like, Dan and I both wrote down a phrase that Ryan Pohl said about where this team is at. So if you're thinking about being a draftee of the Bears, guess what? It's not going to be easy.
Things shift and change as you go along. It's going to be hard to make this team now. It's going to be really hard to make this team. That doesn't mean you don't want more shots later. We'll always welcome a lot of picks, but it doesn't force you to panic about the situation we're in right now with how many picks we have. So it fits our roster, but it also fits kind of like we just talked about the current status of this draft and then moving forward what next year looks like as well.
It's going to be hard to make this team now. If that's where you're at, that's a really good thing.
I said you're a playoff team.
Well, wait, there's more. This kind of gives us a glimpse into the idea of an ending of one thing and a beginning of another.
The job's never done, but we have had those conversations, and it does put a smile on your face in terms of the work that we've done. Like, I feel like we've done a good job getting roster where it is. It makes me feel really fortunate about some of the things that happened to allow us to build the roster maybe a little bit more efficiently than if everything was kind of flat. So it's something to be proud of, but at the same time, you know, the job's not done. I've talked about it before. On paper, it's on paper. Like, you got to play, you got to win games in this league. That's what it comes down to. But we have taken the time just to, for a second, not long, but and we're proud of where we've come from.
Okay, so is it now fair? Jason Leisure wrote about this in the Sun-Times today. Is it now fair for everyone involved to go, oh, we have now transitioned out of the rebuilding, and now it's competitive window time? Is that fair?
I mean, yes. He did that himself with the quarterback clock to me.
And with the Montez Sweat deal, right? The Raheem doctrine.
Look at the contract lengths.
Yeah, it's the contract length of your most talented player. So, to me, sure. But, however, look at your offensive line, knowing the injuries you have. Is that really the truth? That the roster...
It would be hard for a really good offensive lineman to make this team. I don't think it would be hard for a good center or a good left tackle to make this team.
Yeah. Or, I mean, I hate to say it, also right guard. Right? Like, we don't know the availability. I hope Nate Davis has a better season. But that was immediately where my mind went.
I said yesterday that when you say it's going to be tough to make this team, you're a playoff team. Because if your team is tough to make, that means you're good. That means you're talented. Prove it.
I do expect them to be at least a 9-win, if not 10-win team. But it's also hard to say You have a rookie quarterback. You're not rebuilding. Those two things don't go together in my football brain.
I wonder what went into some of the conversations with Caleb Williams about that. Because what they're asking, it's a very different ask. If they're at, they might not be, but if the idea is you're in the competitive window, that's something that is unique for a one of one going to a team. Usually they're the team that's drafting one isn't in a position to ask one of one, we're competing. We're sorry that you're a rookie, but you better hit the ground running because we're in our window. And how does that change the way that you evaluate the quarterback? Are there things about Caleb that you now maybe feel more comfortable than the other quarterbacks in regards to he's going to hit the ground running and compete right now?
Well, that was the question that people were asking on social media when Justin Fields got traded, is how good do you think this guy is? Because you basically said you think that he better be good. You traded away your insurance policy. And I got the nuance there when people purposefully did not. But you've told us in so many words, this is it for us. This is a blank cutting time.
So the other thing that I'm stuck with, and it's something that I'll continue to monitor as the season goes on, and the hope is that everything's fine and that there aren't any problems. I keep coming back to, is this a fair ask of Caleb Williams?
I've been saying this for months. Hey, quarterback, fix everything.
There's nothing we're hearing from the team to tell us it's not.
You're right. And that's what I mean about the evaluations, Dan. It's more than just, can this guy grow into a prospect? And it's we got to go right now. Can he drive? Can you drive stick? Yeah, come on, we're going.
And by the way, we're driving mountain ranges, cool. Maybe it's not the Rockies. We'll start you with the Appalachians, but you're still driving on a mountain range on a stick.
Or we're in downtown San Francisco.
Yeah. Oh, God.
Well, then you're just...
That's like Super Bowl level.
But it's possible that he is not equipped. It remains absolutely possible that
Oh, yeah. Remember when we were talking about how hard it is for rookie quarterbacks to succeed?
But that's why I talk about the lines, too. The actual lines. We still have questions in the middle of this defensive line. We still have questions on the offensive line. We argue that there are upgrades that are available to make.
And just to remind people, I thought this was a really compelling piece of statistical data. Himbo from ESPN had this. Here's what he put together. He is judging hit or miss based upon whether the player signed a second contract with the team that drafted him. Okay?
Good call. I like it.
And this is from the last 20 drafts. The highest hit rate is the center position, 92%. Then offensive tackle. At 59%.
Out of necessity, though, with that one, I think, because of the price and free agent market. But yes, go on.
Guard.
Ooh.
At 50%. Linebacker at 48%. And then we get to quarterback at 46% hit rate. Now,
Bucs are a good example.
Yeah, but we can look at the 2021 draft class and go, look at all those failures from this, using this as the rubric. Look at all of those failures right there. And that's just first round picks that we're talking about. The hits of the quarterbacks over the last 20 drafts is 26 out of 56 quarterbacks.
Yeah, and that's when I agree with the people who say the league has a quarterback evaluation problem.
The thing with safeties, Dan, is that they'll just replace them.
Right, that you don't need to necessarily pay them because they're a dime a dozen, so, especially for the box safety.
Which
34%.
But
with this free agent safety class.
However, you have a relatively high floor at the position, but the reward for that is interchangeability.
Oh, by the way, would you like to know what ended up last in hit rate?
Running back.
Wide receiver.
Wow.
27%. So as much as we're sitting there going, here's Caleb Williams, go get Roma Dunze, something to keep in mind.
I think that's a volume.
Look at Darnell Mooney.
I think that's a volume discussion, though, more so than it is a success with your current team discussion. That's because the wide receiver position is so plentiful. Like, you can reinvest in the draft and be confident about what you're getting.
Well, look at the Bears' own issues with drafting wide receivers and them getting a second contract. Like Dan said, Darnell Mooney, and it's a fifth-round pick, but Velus ain't getting a second contract. It's going to be hard for Velus to make this team.
I don't think Chase Claypool is either. That's just my expert opinion here, but you know, that's why they pay me the big bucks.
That's a good
to speculate about
right
that
there.
One. Yep. That's it.
These are interesting times for your Chicago Bears. The fact is, we were asking, why? Why would they be announcing a stadium boondoggle, a cash grab for public money, the day before they draft Caleb Williams? And now we know. Because all of the expensive comms experts that they've hired, and we know their names, we know the lobbyists, we know the names of everybody involved with both the White Sox and the Bears.
Well, Dan, I'd like for you to whiteboard that. Because the three of us might know the names.
I don't know the names of the lobbyists. All I saw was a source quoted.
Could you share how we know these people along with saying that we know them? Because I think that that's valuable to people as they're trying to make up their minds about how all of this should work.
The Shia Kappos of Politico has some of the names here in the Politico Illinois playbook. Today's the big reveal for how the Bears plan to move ahead with a new domed stadium in Chicago. They hope their announcement builds excitement on the lakefront a day ahead of the NFL draft. But the Bears are getting pushback before they're even out of the gate. Tribune reports the project would cost $4.6 billion, with half of it coming from public financing. A person familiar with the Bears' plan says the public financing number isn't that high. Uh-huh. And former Governor Pat Quinn is holding his own press conference today, calling for a voter referendum to approve any public financing. What we know so far, the Bears hope to build on their current property. There are discussions that the Chicago Fire, which also play at Soldier Field, would move to a refurbished Sox park because the White Sox want to build a new stadium in the 78. Got it? The Bears and the White Sox are looking to tell a new story in Chicago ahead of the Democratic National Convention in August. Instead of talking about the Bears and Sox possibly leaving the city, they hope national media will focus on the pro teams ramping up in Chicago. Working behind the scenes, along with the McCaskey family, the Bears have enlisted a new team of lobbyists who are well-versed in how Springfield operates. Lisa Duarte, Darren Collier, Heather Weir Vaught, Jim Morphew, Kevin Morphew, Jim's son, Craig Willard, and Jay Curtis. Handling comms are Tara Cooper and Dennis Culleton, and Alex Sims is working comms on the city side. You know the name Dennis Culleton because he has been the Ricketts family spokesperson. He has been in charge of everything Ricketts family, Hickory Street Partners, all of that.
And Lisa Duarte has spent a lot of time in front of news cameras. She sat on a lot of panels, especially around the election. So she's also very versed in how the things go on here in the City Beautiful.
This is Politico. City Hall supports the plan. Mayor Brandon Johnson's advisor, Jason Lee, has been involved in talks with Bears Chief Operations Officer Karen Murphy and others. For the White Sox, owner Jerry Reinsdorf has enlisted John Kelly, a longtime advisor and confidant, and John Daly Jr. as lead lobbyists. Also on Reinsdorf's team, the lead attorney is Michael Delgado, who specializes in working with private sector clients in government practice areas. Kurt Bailey, we've heard his name before, heads the Chicago Office of Related Midwest, the developer behind the proposed $7 billion South Loop project. Springfield lobbyist Ron Holmes, any relation, represents Related. Maybe. And Terry Savarese, longtime right hand of Jerry Reinsdorf, the senior VP of stadium ops for the White Sox, would oversee the building of the new park. Both teams want to extend the current bonds that help fund their stadiums. That's why lobbying matters, as lawmakers will have to decide whether to allow that funding to continue. Watch for the construction trade unions to support the project.
And Karen Murphy was one of the people that got promoted upward to the vice presidents. Like when they did that hiring of 9 or 10 people at the Bear. She's one of the executives that got put to the forefront.
Hi. Yeah. Who's representing us? Who's representing the ones who are paying for this?
Bernstein, Holmes, and Rahimi, 10-2 on the Score.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
Bernstein and Holmes, middays 10 to 2 on 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. In Odyssey Station.
Yeah, for Kyle, he reported after the game. Said he started to feel it kind of in the bullpen, but as the game kind of went on yesterday, Sunday, creeped up a little more.
Oh, my neck and my back.
Well.
Yell at ERA.
How the turntables. If you two didn't speak that into existence.
Mm-hmm. There's a time and a place for finding, hey, your what hurts again?
Doesn't your back hurt?
Find something.
It sure does. That's right. You got to get yourself a backiotomy.
Your ERA is getting too high, so we need to give swelling in your earned run average. And the swollen earned run average needs anti-inflammatories, and it's time to be shelved. And usually that's the start of some introspection and some questioning. So we shall see.
Something had to be done. Drew Smyly with the hip impingement was a little bit of a surprise.
Yeah, the Cubs
they needed a long man in the bullpen.
The Cubs are getting a lot of injuries, and the low key one, I imagine, is kind of moved to high key. Is there's Cody Bellinger running into the wall last night. And then there's Cody Bellinger leaving the game because he's got a back issue, because that wall is made out of bricks.
I have talked to many visiting outfielders about how it does mess with your head before a certain time of year, because you can forget very easily what's behind you when you're trying to field.
And strangely, more dangerous. Yeah, we're gonna have to check
strangely enough, see, the IV is early.
Yeah.
But even more dangerous is when the IV's there. And you're
that's my point.
So you're lulled into the false sense of, oh, it's just greenery. I'll be like Homer Simpson and like, oh, bricks. Yes.
Because
bricks
we had that crazy 2 weeks where the weather was warm. The ivy, they were talking about this on the broadcast Sunday.
And the poor bulb flowers, those poor daffodils don't know any better.
The juniper, all of that stuff. It's a little early this year.
And lilacs are getting ready to go, and it's not matching up with the water temperature. Like, usually that's the time to fish in the harbors when the lilacs bloom, but the water's still really cold, and the weeds aren't growing in the harbors, so everything's messed up.
I mean, that
Cody Bellinger, you know, that all of that factored in last night. Could have. Or is it the Kyle Hendricks injury explanation?
Oh, my back.
I mean, did you hear Craig Counsell when he was asked what is going to have to happen when he gets back? That was as prophetic as anything else related to the situation.
Yeah.
The frustrating part is all the questions that we had about this roster construction before the season began are showing themselves early.
I will say I did not have on my list the thing that I am becoming less worried about would be the ongoing Morel at third experiment.
Getting good over there.
He's getting, well, I don't need good. I just need reliable on some of the routine plays.
Made a couple nice plays last night.
It's also his arm slot has been consistent. He hasn't been slipping downward. I really do watch the throws, and I know people get excited about the velocity. But what matters to me is that is where the arm angle is.
Well, the velocity should matter to you, too, because the velocity, like with a quarterback, can sometimes get you out of trouble.
It doesn't hurt. It certainly doesn't hurt.
Like if there's a bobble,
yeah,
it can get you out of trouble over there because you can whip it.
It can also
whip it.
It also can create a second error sometimes because
absolutely.
Of the desire to make up for it. Yeah. But I will say, early returns are pretty good. I do also like the fact that they're getting him out of there in games when it's time and making sure that a ball at a key situation doesn't find him. But your larger point being that there's an undercurrent of crisis on a good team. Like you say, they're asking Craig Counsell to earn a lot of his money. Yeah. Early.
That's it. That's it. This is what we were concerned about is, did you decide
this
that
is
the
our
manager,
concern, dude.
Yeah, did you decide that the manager was going to fix all of these problems? That the only reason it wasn't working to the extent you needed it to is because of your manager.
What do you guys think of asking Florio our question about the Bears? If the Bears have moved from rebuild to competition window?
Sure. I think it's the perfect national perspective. And it's why we have him on every Wednesday at 11.
And somebody got paid, eh?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, there's some dollars that's going around in the NFC North. We'll talk with Mike Florio about that and everything else next. Bernstein, Holmes, Rahimi here on The Score.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.